This is Don Prue Show on Canada Talks.
It's true, and don't you ever dare tell me that this show isn't full of variety, because listen to what's coming up today. Happy weekend, by the way. This weekend, we've got Oprah's audience producer, former Sally Lou Loveman, coming on the show. She spent years with the Oprah Winfrey Show in Life Class, and she's now helping others turn what they love into a living. So if you know this show, you know this is a woman after my own heart.
Every day I went to work, it was a high for me. So I wrote my story. It's a simple story. It's a story about doing what you love. I wrote it at first for students studying television, but it's really a story that is for anyone at any age, because it's never too early or too late to tune in to the one thing that you love, the one thing you do really well, and make a career out of it.
Preach to me, sister. Sally Lou Loveman is the voice that you heard just there. She has been an audience producer for a little show called The Oprah Winfrey Show and other Oprah Winfrey productions for years. But now she's doing something that speaks to my heart. I'm so excited to welcome Sally Lou Loveman to the show, because when she helps you, you're going to love your life. And I'm not going to explain anymore. Sally Lou, get in here.
Hi, Sean. How are you? I feel like we're so aligned, and I'm so excited to be on your show today.
I'm so excited to have you because, you know, I read on your website, lovespeaks.tv, when something pleases all five of your senses, make a career out of it. And I love saying this all the time. I left a really profitable career in finance, and I went after what I really, really wanted to be doing instead. And it was the best decision I ever made. And that's what you're encouraging people to do.
Because you're happy, and happiness is the truth, right? That's your motto.
Happiness is the truth. And, you know, I was talking to someone who is about to go through chemotherapy beginning on Wednesday. And my husband, I don't talk about this one a lot, went through it quite some time ago now, about a year ago, for many months. And when the experience was over, I said to him, I'm most proud of the fact that throughout this whole thing, we remained happy. And we stayed happy because we've designed happy lives. So you have this, and that includes work. And so you have this safety net that even something like that doesn't get you down.
Well, listen, there are struggles along the way. It is a privilege and a luxury to do what you love. It doesn't always pay the bills. I'm finding that right now. You know, I worked for the greatest show on earth and the greatest network on earth, OWN. And you know, I my audience producer job became a little, you know, less and less as the show went away. My time there wasn't needed as much, but I still loved every second of it. And when Love Speaks came to me during a dental procedure, because my mind finally was at rest, it was the first time my mind had been at rest in 20-some years, and I saw it all, and it just makes me happy. You know, I had the privilege of working for the best boss, the best teacher, the best everything, any name you could say that's great, that's who Oprah Winfrey is. And she gave me a stage, because as the audience producer, I get to warm up the audience. She gave me a stage to connect with people. And I connected with like 2,000 people a week. And in the end, we did the math. It was like 500,000 people. And I connected with them. They connected with each other. And it was all about sharing stories and your heart and the journey. And because of that, that was the greatest thing for me ever. That's my passion. And so now with Love Speaks, I get to do that still, much smaller scale.
For now.
A Sally Lou scale.
For now.
But it's the same return. It is, my heart is always invested in whatever I do. And I was able to, do that every day at the show. And I'm doing it every day at Love Speaks. And you know, if I'm not in a great speaking gig at the moment, one day I'm running to Lake Michigan, and that speaks to my heart just as much as, you know, today my happy formula, I've already done three things. One, I ran to the lake. Two, I meditated at the lake in the sunshine on the beach. Mm. And three, I'm talking to you. I'm in show business. I'm so happy.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. And I say to people when I do speaking and coaching in and around all of this stuff too, is that you do have to celebrate the moments along the way. It took me a long time working for myself to realize that I was a very bad celebrator because I was always in striving. Something wonderful would happen. I'd be like, yeah, but we got to nail that client down.
You got to stop and smell the roses and celebrate it and say, yippee for me. I did this today and that's enough. And then, of course, we have to, you know, like get that rid of that doubter voice. I mean, I doubt myself 20 times a day. I'm like, who am I to do this? But then I realize, okay, I can do this. And you know why? Because I'm good at it.
You're good at
it. I like to connect with people just like you. That's why you were able to throw away your finance career and say, oh, I don't need all of that. I need to do this. And what you do, you know, I've just been listening to some of your shows and just catching up on who you are, and I really, 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 really like you a lot.
Oh,
and you're adorable. And you are, you know, you've got that Oprah thread in you. You share your stories, you share your truth, and that allows people to share theirs. And you know, there's nothing worse than silence. I mean, please, silence leads to secrets, leads to sadness. So, you know, you're a storyteller. I'm a storyteller, and it just makes you happy. And, you know, but you got to find a way to pay the bills.
You got to find a way to pay the bills. And so this brings me right back to what I wanted to ask you. First of all, I wanted to say this so that everybody out there understands what a wonderful sort of full circle, as Oprah would say, this is for me. I was in finance. I wasn't unhappy, but I wasn't fulfilled. I was making money and I was too young to know better. So I had good things going on, right? Money is everything back then. And I was in a hotel room and I was in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and it was the end of my day and I was changing and I flipped the Oprah Winfrey Show on and she was doing Change Your Life television. And she talked, everyone says this, I know, that she talked to me. And
absolutely.
I knew I had no business doing something I did not love doing a second longer. And it was her light and everything that she had to say. And then guests that she was bringing on, like Yana Van Zandt, who really gave me the courage to step out, because I've got no education. I'm a recipe for disaster on paper if you look at how my life began. And really, I got the courage to do all of this because I was watching the show that you were such a huge part of. And so I love sitting here talking to you. But what I also hear you saying that I love, that I think is important for everybody, is that you're still on a journey with this. You didn't walk away from Harpo with all the lessons you must have learned from one of the greatest teachers the world has ever known and have it all figured out.
Not at all.
It fascinates me.
I did. You know, the journey is always so interesting. I believe that you can work hard, train hard, set your eyes on the prize, but the journey is always happening, and it's destiny. For me, I absolutely believe I was called to work for Oprah. I can tell you all the reasons why, but I will tell you I was called to work for her. I was honored to work for her. She will never know how much I have, you know, how much I think of her on a daily life of mine, and how I instill all the wisdom that I learned just from watching her, let alone hearing her words. But, you know, it is a journey. When I left Harpo, it was very scary. It's been a safe house for me. I've been there over a period of 27 years, full-time, part-time. I still go back, which is lovely. They still let me in. They haven't, like, you know, banned me from the building yet. So they still let me in when Yama does shows with audiences and Oprah does shows with audience for Life Class. Life-changing television. I mean, every time I walk in that building, I have chills all over my body. I walk up those marble stairs and I say, I am so grateful to have been a part of this unbelievable life-changing, you know, building. And so, yeah, it's still a journey. And every day, you know, I listen to the clip that you just played, and my delivery for my messages, it's changed so much since then. And that was just like a year ago. And, you know, I'm really doing more about, you know, it's not just students, it's tuning into your talents and connecting what you do well with making sure that you have a life that you love. So, like, for me, I was really good at puzzles as a little girl, And every time I sat in audience, it was like one giant puzzle for me. And I loved that. And that was like a puzzle with people. And then I love to connect with people. So that part, you know, it's like I connect with pieces of puzzles. I connect with people. Just a simple little thing that you're good at, you can make a complete career out of it. So for me, I've made a career out of connection from puzzles and a little bit of
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, because you're just tracing it back into the little things that you love doing, and it just expanded and grew and expanded and grew, and now you've been smart enough to make a career out of it. I want to ask you, I'm getting the damn wind-up signal already. You say, okay. I am always finding the joke to make it all okay.
Always.
Tell us about that.
I love a good joke.
Tell us.
I love a good joke. I'm always the butt of all jokes. I want to write a book that one day is titled Stupid. Can I say a bad word? Can you bleep me? Stupid shit, Sally Lou Loveman says. Okay, and it's just funny. I'm me. I'm real. I say things. I sometimes don't think before I speak, but I'm real, and people laugh, so I'm always laughing at myself. And then when you have a stage and a microphone, you got to be careful. I will say this wasn't a joke. This was more of a mistake. I was like, welcome, Kenny Loggins, when Kenny Rogers was backstage. And let me just say, it's funny. I get to tell that now. And you know what? At the time, I wanted to crawl under the stage, but this is what I do. So it kind of makes me lovable. You can't really hate me, because I will be the first to make a joke about myself. And I'm very passionate about inspiring people to do what they love, which is why I love you, Sean Prue, because that's what you're doing. So
thank you.
Keep it up, well, Canada.
I feel like I've lost my long-lost twin sister separated at birth in you. Everybody.
Well, thank you for calling me a sister. I could be maybe a mother, but that's okay.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
I love Toronto. I love your city. I love the most passionate people that came to that audience every time. We're from Canada, I will tell you that. So you're in the right place.
Thank you so much. Hey, listen, I want you to check out lovespeaks.tv. I want you to follow Sally Loveman. Sally Lou. Sorry, I wrote Sally okay. Love Loveman, because that's how much I love you. I changed the Lou to Love.
I'm going to change my name.
At Love Speaks to You on Twitter. And check this out. Love Speaks is a connection agency and inspiration network founded by Sally Lou Loveman, who we just have had the pleasure of speaking to. I don't know why my show's not 4 hours long. Could
thank
we
you,
look
Sean.
Into
you
that,
need a
please?
Longer show. I'm smiling ear to ear. I love, love, love you. And I thank you for inviting me to your show today.
It's my pleasure. Sally Lou Loveman, everyone. You got the Sean Prue Show here on Sirius XM Canada Talks, channel 167. Did you hear what I said?